This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an early lead on Sunday in a landmark election that could extend his two-decade grip on power or put the mostly Muslim nation on a more secular course. The state news agency showed the 69-year-old picking up more than 51% of the vote and his secular rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu trailing by nearly 43%. But the figures were based on around 60% of the ballots, and Kılıçdaroğlu claimed his party's own vote count showed him winning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky collected the prestigious Charlemagne Prize on behalf of the Ukrainian people on Sunday in honor of services to Europe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words. About Ukraine, first of all, about Ukraine and our heroes and our soldiers and our children. Thank you very much.
The award capped a visit to Germany in which he secured new military aid and warm support from Berlin. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, following talks in the German capital, offered Germany's full support to Ukraine's journey towards membership of the European Union. Shelling and airstrikes pounded parts of Sudan's capital on Sunday with little sign that warring military factions were ready to back down in a month-long conflict that has killed hundreds despite ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. Khartoum and adjoining cities have been the main theater of conflict along with western Darfur province since the army and paramilitary started fighting on April 15th.